Tonight, the World Series returns to New York, and if the Yankees have a chance to win at the end of the game against the Florida Marlins, they may be depending on the arm of a single player. Mariano Rivera is the Yankees' closer, the relief pitcher who has finished off opponents in one World Series after another. If the Yankees get a narrow lead in the late innings and send in Rivera, it is assumed that the Yankees' chances improve. If they do not get in position to use Rivera, their chances go down accordingly. The sports writers who followed Rivera's career include Ken Davidoff, who writes for New York Newsday and who joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
I have to say that one reason that I wanted to talk about Mariano Rivera is that as a television viewer, it's a little bit mysterious to me how he has been so effective. He's not really big. He's not really flashy. I know he throws hard, but he doesn't throw as hard as some other pitchers. What is it that this guy does to get so many people out?
Well, it's the way he moves the ball, Steve. He cuts his fastball a lot of the time, so it goes into left-handed hitters and away from right-handed hitters. That's just something that not too many pitchers can do with the same sort of cut or break that he does, and he complements that with an explosive four-seam fastball, which is more of your conventional straight fastball. And when you have the two of those together, it's carried him now for a good 7 years.
There is a difference, of course, between when this guy's pitches work and when they don't. A lot of people may remember World Series that ended with Mariano Rivera on the mound, and also a 2001 World Series in Game 7 when his pitching didn't work quite so well and the Yankees lost. What's the difference between success and failure for him?
Well, very, very little. You mentioned the 2001 World Series. The hit that won that World Series, his pitch worked perfectly fine. He broke the bat of Luis Gonzalez of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's just that the Yankees were playing their infield in. Gonzalez hit a pop-up that traveled over the Yankees' infield and landed safely and scored the winning run. In that inning, Rivera committed a throwing error. So that was worse than any of the pitches he threw.
How much of a factor is attitude for a relief pitcher?
I'd say it's the single biggest factor in the success of any closer in baseball. I think so many closers in baseball lack that attitude, the killer instinct, the guts to close out a World Series game, and Rivera clearly has that instinct.
Where's that instinct come from?
I wish I knew. I think from his upbringing. He's a very laid-back man. He grew up in Panama, and he just grew up playing sports. He loved soccer. He came to the United States at age 18 or 19, It took him a while to get up to the Yankees. It took him a good 6 years. The Yankees didn't really know what they had until he arrived in the major leagues. This was not a guy who was pegged as a star to be, but now here he is, and he just has this instinct that's always been there. If they could figure out where he got it, they would bottle it and give it to the other guys.
Well, now, how does he compare to the Marlins relievers?
Oh, he's far superior to the Marlins relievers. He's far superior to pretty much any reliever in baseball. There's only probably one or two who is in his class. Marlins relievers are rather pedestrian. Their closer is a man, Ugueth Urbina, who was inconsistent. He blew Game 4, and he nearly blew Game 5 on Thursday night. So the Marlins have no one who comes close to Mariano Rivera.
Ken Davidoff is a sports writer for New York Newsday, and he'll be at Game 6 of the World Series tonight. Mr. Davidoff, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.